The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Welcome back to Mind Pump. Before we begin, I want to remind everybody, go to mindpumpradio.com. We got free workouts on there. Actually, it's my last, one of my last workouts, one of Adam's last workouts, and one of Clydesdale's last workouts. That's Justin.
I'm pretty sure. Did you add some shit to that, bro? I was reading. Was that the rule was everyone was supposed to write their last workout.
This dude, I looked at Sal.
He wrote his last week, bro. I think he wrote the last week. But he said, I was reading the workout. I'm like, this motherfucker, like, it's
you know,
3 hour workout.
You know, you guys padded your workout.
No way, dude. I totally legit.
One arm curls, 120. Yeah. No, the numbers that I listed are legit, actual numbers. You just can ask me, and I'll tell you. also, for you listeners, if you like fitness information, we all have Instagram accounts. You can follow Adam at We Love to Hate Adam. You can follow Justin at Team Level Up, and you can follow me at Maps Anabolic. I almost forgot my own name. I want to cover I'm going to cover a hot subject. This is hot subject that a lot of guys don't talk about. They don't want to talk about because it's like one of those. It's like the third rail. In sports. I want to talk about steroids in sports.
Steroids. Dude, this is like
steroids in sports.
You know, can you imagine being someone like me? So I got a bunch of buddies.
Juice monkeys.
Oh, dude, I have a bunch of buddies that are still like believers in that. It's like, you know, all these great super athletes that are professional football players, stuff like that. No, that's a natural guy.
Yeah.
Like, dude, we don't, first
dude,
of
my
all,
view is
pro wrestling is real.
Okay, listen.
Forever.
Okay. Yes, we have advanced in nutrition. Yes, we've advanced in science, but we can't from 30 years ago go from growing humans. Okay, humans don't change from quarterbacks at 5'11, 205 pounds to 6'7, 245 pounds,
oh,
and
dude,
run
they're
a 4'4.
They're farming people now. Dude, you know that, right? Like, yeah. The NFL's over in like Samoa and
breeding this super athlete with
they're
an athlete,
teaching,
and then pumping them with growth
teaching
hormones.
Teaching them when they're like 5 years old. Here's how you block.
Well, you know, so
you're still a believer. You're a super athlete. Is all that?
Well, let's talk about that, because you know, not that long ago, Lance Armstrong, he got in big trouble, right? Because everybody's like, oh my god, I can't believe he's such a cheater. I'm going to break it down, and this people are the general public is so ignorant to this fact here. So I'm going to give you a great analogy. So if you were playing football or basketball in the 1950s and you lifted weights, it was considered cheating because nobody else lifted weights. So you were the only one lifting weights, and oh my god, he's cheating because he's lifting weights. Nowadays, if you play a professional sport, part of your program is to lift weights. Nobody doesn't lift weights to play sports anymore, right? Well, that's what's happened with steroids. When steroids first hit the scene, there were a few guys that were using it and cheating. Now, if you play professional sports, it's part of your fucking program.
Yeah, right.
It's just part of it. You work out, you got good diet, you know, supplements, you're a genetic freak, and you take steroids. If you don't, first of all, if you take them, you're not cheating because everyone's taking them. Yeah. If you don't, you're an idiot.
Right.
It's just the way it is. So when people get all mad about Lance Armstrong, everybody fuck at that level, they're all fucking.
Oh yeah, like
shit.
The one when the Barry Bonds scene went on, dude. I'm you know. And I'm not even a big Barry Bonds fan, but it's like, dude, lay off the dude. The guys throwing pitches to him are all jacked on juice, too.
Well, anybody in that home run race, I mean, it was like so painfully obvious from the year before. Like, yeah. Everybody's like three times the size.
You remember
and
when
they're just cranking
his
them.
Head got bigger.
Oh, yeah. My God, dude. They start cranking.
Yeah. Mark McGwire looks like he ate Mark McGwire rookie year.
Dude, that was my favorite player of all time. Mark McGwire. Oh, my God. Dude. And then the Bash Brothers with Jose Canseco. Wasn't it Jose Canseco that actually took like all those guys down?
Oh,
with,
yeah,
like, Balco.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
What a dick. No, what a dick. If you're going to do some shit with your boys and you're, you know, don't be a dick afterwards.
Well, and like he did it. So why, I don't know, why throw everybody under the bus?
He needed money, wanted some fame.
Oh, yeah.
You know how
sure. Oh, he made all kinds of money. He wrote a book on it and everything.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. And let's talk, I mean,
yeah, that's bullshit.
Here's the truth. Now, with certain sports, like let's say like professional football, of all the things that you do in a professional football game, the least dangerous thing is the steroids that you take. That's fucking, this is a fact.
Right?
You're getting hit by like, you're getting hit like a car is running you over. You're doing some crazy shit to your brain. and they're like, oh, steroids are dangerous. Actually, it's probably the safest thing that those guys are doing. Yeah, right. It's a fact.
Yeah, but what about like as far as your ligaments and your joints?
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
Come on. Like, look at all these injuries, especially today in like NFL.
It's,
like,
they're bigger and
it's
faster.
It's insane how you grow too fast. You know, your ligaments. I mean, some of them like make your tissue dry out, right? Mm-hmm. So let's say that that's like going to contribute to a tear like easily if you just get collision.
They show increased rate of tendon rupture with people on anabolic steroids. Your tendons and ligaments get stronger at a particular rate. And it supposedly, if you're natural, matches or is in relationship to the strength of your muscles.
Yeah, it's mm-hmm. a tenth of that when you're on anabolic
steroids, because your muscles get strong and big so fast. They can't keep up. So you end up getting more tendon tear. So then you see like these. Well, we'll talk about pro bodybuilding. Those guys are all natural. Jesus Christ!
You know what's so funny? I see like how many people that be bashing all these guys that are bodybuilders and men's physique athletes, all these guys that are on anabolics and these haters, everyone's hating on them. And it's like, and they refer back to like Arnold. Like Arnold's like,
I like this. Arnold because he was natural.
Yeah.
No,
dude.
No, he wasn't.
Who's ever said that?
Oh, tons of people think that.
Are you serious?
Yes, people
think. The golden era of natural bodybuilding. Yeah.
Because what the generation now, they see the physiques that they see now and they think that's what serious steroids are. Like Arnold, you know, took like a little bit of this or that's it. Yeah. You know,
like, no, the difference is that the guys now take a lot more and they also take things like growth hormone, insulin, you know, insulin-like growth factor. You know, exotic, you know, peptides and shit. That's the difference now versus back then. Because, you know, Arnold now, geez, if he hit the stage now at an amateur bodybuilding competition.
He'd be pretty small, right?
He wouldn't really do well. He was what? See what he compete at? Like 6'2", and he was what, 240?
Oh, he gets
230?
Smoked. Yeah. He gets smoked.
Because back then, he was like the tallest one out of the bunch, right?
Yeah, he was considered huge.
He was the first big boy. He was the first 6-foot-plus guy to look like that.
You know? He was considered huge. Yeah. So it's part of the game. It's kind of part of the game now. Now I'm not saying it's a good thing. It just is. I mean, if you're paying an athlete, you know, millions of dollars a year to put his life on
it's
the
their
line,
livelihood.
It's their livelihood. You've got all these endorsements. You've got all this stuff going on. You know, you're probably going to do it. And if you don't, you probably should. It's a part of the game. It's like if you're racing in NASCAR, you're going to do everything you possibly can to win the race within the rules. Well, within what they can catch you. And that's how rules typically work at that level of sports.
Oh, that's exactly. It's more about that than anything else.
It's more bending about the rules. I mean, that's what I see more with athletes is that they have camps of people and scientists and people around, like as far as like periodically when you're going to get tested and what to do, you know, leading up to that. Yeah. And,
well, what happened in mixed martial arts for a second? Now, I have to commend the UFC because I'd say of all organizations,
they're cracking down hard.
They try the hardest. Yeah, but let's be real, right? A full IOC style, like you know, Olympic drug panel test is like $20,000-$30,000. So it's very expensive. It's very difficult to administer. So you have to kind of do them, you know, you can't do them on everybody. But the UFC, man, they've busted a lot of people. And it's not because more people in the UFC take steroids. It's because they actually are taking it seriously. And they make it public.
Yeah.
Like when people get caught in other sports, they don't really say anything unless it becomes a problem. But in UFC, everybody knows right away. So I have to commend them on that.
You know, that's a really good point. They're the only sport that I've ever seen that is so avidly going after.
Yeah, vocal
after
about
them.
It.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the part that irritates me more than anything else is not that it steroids in sports. Is that I'm not pro or for, you know, I'm not for it or against it. What I can't stand is the political game that gets played, the whole pretending like we're trying to crack down on it when really we all know that it's all. And that's what. And then you take somebody like a Barry Bonds and you single them out and then you drag their name through the mud. It's like, man, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
When you guys all know the commissioner, everybody,
every other athlete,
you know, like, everybody's fucking doing it too and stuff like that. For you to try and just so you can cover your ass to take somebody who's got a big name and drag their shit through the mud just so you can say that, hey, we're cracking down on this. Like, that's what that's all about. That's really sad.
It's
and
then politics, you get all, dude. Oh, yeah. That's how the game's played.
But you know, it's, you know what trips me out too is there's a lot of myths around anabolic steroids. Now, the three of us, for the listeners that don't know this, we've been in the fitness industry for a long time. I mean, I'd say, you know, 15 years, some of us longer. Mm-hmm. I've been in the industry for probably 18 years, I think. Yeah, 18 years. And if you're in the fitness industry long enough, you get exposed to steroids. It's just it's going to be in the gym.
Oh, it's there.
You're going to see
in the
people
locker room or, you know, wherever.
You're going to see it. Now, people will say, now we're talking about all these athletes take steroids. But let's be clear. If you are an average Joe and you take steroids, it's not going to make you Barry Bonds.
No.
You're not going to be become Ronnie Coleman. I had a guy used to work for me. This is funny now. Back in the day, I owned a gym down in Palm Desert. Close to Palm Springs. And I worked with this dude that took like 2 grams. That's like 2,000 milligrams of anabolics, which is that's a pretty fucking hefty dose. Whoa. for just an average guy. He didn't compete or anything. He took a shitload of juice. And if you looked at this guy, he just looked like a regular dude that worked out. Like, yeah. He wasn't this huge, massive guy. Yeah. So it'll do something, but it's not going to turn you into like a god if you don't have the genes for it.
I don't know. That's why when people hate on people that are, to me, it's like, you don't get looking that way from taking juice. You have to put the work in, the nutrition, the consistency.
Oh, it's everything.
It's everything. And to be honest with you, it's the juice part is a small factor in comparison to the work and the mm-hmm. nutrition piece that's put in, because you can take, like you just said, grams of anabolics, and if you're not putting the nutrition work in and the consistency in the gym and the iron, like, you'll never get that way. But mm-hmm. you can put the consistency.
It'll get you like size, but you know, you're not going to look like a Greek god.
Well, yeah. I know a lot of guys, and I can pick them out half the time. They just look like bloated messes in the gym. Yeah. They look like shit. And then I know natural guys that look like they might be on something, but I know for a fact that they're, you know, we've got some friends that we worked with at 24. I don't want to name names, but these guys are natural. And they just look like freaks.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and I know for a fact they're natural.
Yeah, and it's not just bodybuilding. It's not just looking like a great physique. It's also guys that are like Olympic lifting, doing these strength competitions. Like that. Yeah. It's all the way, you know, involved, you know, because everybody's looking for that edge. Everybody's mm-hmm. looking for the performance, and it does help with strength, recovery. Yeah. It's like, it's the one thing that actually works, you know, let's be honest. If you're going to take some kind of a supplement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think about like legality of it? Because they treat steroids like such a big deal, right? Testosterone, such a big deal. Like it's a drug like cocaine or something like that.
It's so funny that it falls in that category, yet it's something that for years and years and years has been prescribed. I mean, when my mom had her hysterectomy, she was prescribed hormones.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Well, birth control's hormones.
Yeah.
It's just not testosterone, but it's hormones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Actually, I think you might be more dangerous taking grams of estrogen than you would with testosterone.
Yeah, absolutely.
That'd probably be more dangerous.
Definitely more adverse effects from that, mm-hmm. for sure. That's what I think, that people just don't realize. I mean, the whole steroids thing, the needle, mm-hmm. and the whole persona.
There's a dirty like heroin aspect.
There is. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Because it's something that you inject in you that's almost, oh my God, it's this bad thing or whatever like that. It's just, I think what needs to be done is that more education needs to come up about it. Yeah. I mean, there's not enough information out there. And that's how I feel about with the sports, too. I think it should be something that is more more regulated. But I don't think – you can't ban it. You can't take it away now.
Yeah.
I
mean, they don't – and it's hard because they don't know – like it's hard to – you can test for testosterone ratio to epitestosterone. You can test for certain anabolics because they have metabolites that stay in – you can't really test for growth hormone. It's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Insulin – you can use that. It's incredibly anabolic if you use it right. It's difficult. There's peptides you can take, you know. And then, for example, in the UFC, they were letting some of these guys go on testosterone replacement therapy.
Mm-hmm.
So for the unaware, testosterone replacement therapy is when you go to the doctor, you have low testosterone. They put you on a dose of testosterone that's just enough to bring you to normal levels, right? So then you have these athletes that are on quote-unquote testosterone replacement therapy. Well, let me tell you how that games the system. Here's the problem with going on steroids and then going off of them to get a drug test. So let's say you're on steroids and then you're like, okay, I'm going to do a drug test before my fight and I'm going to get tested, so I need to go off this stuff. Well, what happens when you go off is you experience this dramatic drop mm-hmm. in testosterone, and you try to boost it back up through different various methods. However, they test for some of those things as well. And so you lose a lot of performance. However, if you're allowed to go on testosterone replacement therapy, you go from going on lots of steroids and you just go back down to normal and you don't get that huge drop.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden everybody's on testosterone replacement therapy. So you mm-hmm. see, you hear all these fighters going on, you know, oh, I don't do anything. I'm just on TRT. Oh, really?
Yeah. Which I think that's the new claim to natural. So I think like when you see like especially in my field with the men's physique, these guys that, you know, go out there and, you know, I'm all natural or what that. Well, I think you say you're all natural because you're on a hormone therapy replacement then because, you know, and you're taking. Because
you're like late 20s levels.
Because you have a prescription for it. So yeah. You're legal. You know what I'm saying? So you have a prescription for it. So you're legal. So then you claim to be all natural because you're not using something illegal. Right. So that's there.
Well, what's funny is before they banned clenbuterol was it's not a steroid. It's an asthma drug, but it does build some muscle and burn some body fat. Before it became banned in America, the Olympic, you know, committee allowed it because it was prescription, right? People used it for asthma. Well, fuck, like 70% of the athletes had a prescription for clenbuterol, or, you know. Yeah. So
once it like leaks and people find out, yeah. You know, that there's a way that they can grab an over the counter substance and then turn it.
Do you guys ever see like steroids in the locker room and stuff?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah. Especially the old school.
A lot of old guys, I was going to bring up the point that like if, you know, people haven't noticed how many old guys are like still in sports that probably shouldn't still be doing sports. Yeah. Like you're trying to tell me that they're not on something to get them youthful. And I mean, there's a point where you're aging and you have diminishing returns from what you've been doing. And
I would be in the gym and I remember seeing, I don't know why this sticks in my head, but there was a dude fucking massive. And I'm an impressionable 16-year-old working out in the gym. And I'm working out with an older buddy of mine and he goes, dude, look at his shorts. And so I look and there's a fucking blood spot. Right in his butt cheek. And he's like, he just took some roids. I'm like, no way. You know, at 16 years old, I'm like, no, he's natural. Because I wanted to believe that I could get massive like this dude naturally. Fuck. Broke my heart.
Oh, I know.
Remember when you found out about Arnold? It was so devastating.
Everything. Everybody's let me down. That one of my heroes, you know, growing up. And
well, I think that's why, I think that's why, too. I think what we're saying by all this, too, is I don't think we're hating on it whatsoever.
No.
I'm not at all because...
We just have come to the understanding of that it's a reality.
It's the reality of life.
You grow up, and I think the perspective
changed. You found out Santa Claus is not real,
right?
That's it.
Well, yeah, it's most things. Like you analyze it more, and you understand now. You know why people do things that they do.
No, I mean, I'll say this all day long. I think everybody, you know, should have a right to do whatever they want to their bodies. I think they could, you know, if you want to eat glass, then you know, you're dumb, but go ahead and eat glass. If you want to shoot up heroin, as long as you don't hurt anybody by yourself, I think you should be allowed to. And steroids is right up there. If you want to take them, go for it. And I'm not going to judge you. If you're an asshole, I won't like you. You know, I don't care if you're natural, if you take steroids, right. I don't care if you're, you know, whatever. If you're a cool person, then and you're cool to me and you don't hurt other people, I don't care. Take all the roids you want. I don't care.
Right. I'll agree with you to that point. But then I also see the reason for the rules in the kid for like as far as impressionable kids.
Yeah.
And especially with youth sports, like I think for me looking back, like I know a couple guys like as I was growing up that I found out later on that were juicing when I was playing, you know, sports and I got pissed off.
High school?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Like that's super early. Pissed. Yeah. I don't know. They must have made a trip down to Mexican,
that's what's crazy.
You know, border and grabbed some illegal steroids, but it just changed my whole view of like them and like what they, you know, contributed to the team and what they were doing. Cause you know, I have no respect for that. Like later on, like I understand like, you know, once the pressure is on, everybody's in that sort of level, you know, high school football, nobody's in that level.
Yeah.
You know, you're just crazy. You know, you're just trying to make up for your shitty athleticism.
Yeah, right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah, well, and more than likely, those guys didn't go anywhere at the professional level, right? And we talked earlier. Like,
no.
Like Sal said, I think Sal said it best. If you're a pro and you're not taking it, I have a couple of buddies, actually, that are professional football players that have got 5+ years in the leagues and they actually are all natural. And kudos to them, man. Unfortunately, they're
the minority, I'm sure.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very. And, you know, I will probably get some of them.
And they carry that chip on their shoulder, I'm sure, too.
Oh, yeah. Know? Yeah. No, that's it's definitely tough. You got to be pretty proud of if you're in a professional league like that and you're keeping yourself all natural. I mean, you're a very, very small percentage. But these kids now that are it's starting to do it in high school, that's where it's – I mean, you're not even fully developed as a man either. That's another thing.
That's the problem, yeah.
Your testosterone, you're still – you haven't even leveled out yet. Like, you're still growing.
You're
still
on natural steroids at that age. Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
You remember what it was like going through puberty?
Yeah, right.
What the fuck is that all about? You go from having the testosterone levels of a 14-year-old girl, basically, because you're a child – to having the highest testosterone levels you'll ever have in your entire life.
Yeah,
right.
You walk around with a boner.
That's
all
the
day
last
long.
Time you want to experiment with that.
Yeah. Oh man,
wait till you're like 40 or
yeah.
you know,
yeah.
when you got nothing in the tank.
See, that's where I'm a big advocate when it comes to that. I actually tell all my clients to go get their hormones checked, because I think it's something that if you can afford it and you're in your 40s and stuff like that, and you could possibly need it, I'm all.
It's crazy because I feel like there's more health benefits. You know,
there are. There's a lot.
You know,
Yeah. If you have low levels, you'll get in better health by bringing them up to normal levels.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's why.
And even high levels are fine. Really, the dangers of things like testosterone, they happen at really high levels. You know, you start taking like pro bodybuilder doses, then you start to get issues.
It's like anything else, dude. If you abuse anything, anything can be bad.
Yeah, you eat too many Twinkies.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, it's just like anything else. It's the abuse of it. And that's where I go back to the whole, we need more education on it. We need more people to enlighten. And even at the young age, because it's getting to the point where these kids are picking it up and getting it and actually doing this in high school. And it's like, man, if you only knew what you're setting yourself up for in the next 10 years, like you're going to be 25 years old and not be able to get a hard on because you don't know about what you need to do afterwards.
Consumed by Viagra from then on out.
Yeah. You have no idea what you're doing. You're just, you know, and nowadays it's gotten so crazy, man, where, I mean, now the big thing is, back in the days, it used to be you had to get it shipped from Mexico or overseas.
Isn't it from China now? Like as a powder?
No, shit, it's local. Now it's people are mixing it in their own
bathtub.
Yeah, bathtub and labeling it. And it's.
And then you inject it?
Yeah.
Oh, hell no.
Yeah. Yikes. That's crazy.
Yeah, that's not.
Yeah, it's
not very scientific.
It's not very scientific. It's right, dude. That's a. It's kind of low.
Reminds me of like Breaking Bad or something.
And a lot of people don't realize that they don't know that, you know? So I think just more information out there needs to be done. I think that, I think we need to be aware of it, understand it, be educated about it, and then it be regulated.
Well, the thing, you know, the other thing that people don't really touch upon is the consumer, right? Like these professional sports are in business because of the consumer, people who watch and pay to watch and pay to go to the games and buy the jersey and this and that. It's actually in the best interest of these massive organizations to not really crack down 100%. Right. I mean, could you imagine?
Because it produces freaks.
Let's imagine I had a magic wand and I could wave it right now, and tomorrow everybody in the NFL was natural. Like people would be like, "This game sucks." You know, it's not nearly as, you know, these
it's
guys.
What, it's what happened to baseball.
Yeah,
let's be honest. That's exactly what I mean. That's why it became so popular, was because that whole home run chase. All of a sudden, you see these boys cracking out 70 home runs. I mean, for 30 years straight, you never saw anyone get close to the Roger Maris record.
Was that before or after the lockout? Do you remember?
It was after the lockout.
After the lockout? So
after the lockout.
The big push to get it back.
I watched a good old ESPN special on this a long time ago, and they were showing the stands, baseball stands, like half empty and stuff like that.
I remember. It was just like a ghost town.
Oh, it was. It was crazy. And then all of a sudden, here comes the three, Sammy Sosa and Barry Bonds and Mark McGwire chasing after, battling it back. Everybody, even if you weren't a baseball fan, you were tuned into watching these guys going back
slugfest.
Yeah, all of a sudden you went for 30 years, nobody even comes close to touching this record, to three guys break it in the same season. Like, they all must be on the MAPS
awesome
anabolic
to watch,
program.
Dude. I was loving it.
They're all in the MAPS anabolic program.
Bro, MAPS anabolic. You know, I've had people write me and say that it's like taking low doses of anabolic steroids. That's why it's a quote in my fucking program, which is like, wow, you were okay.
That is the best. That is the best selling point I have ever read on.
And ever.
I'm hooked.
You got me.
Yeah.
MAPS anabolic gives you boners.
Yes.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.